Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asada of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuayhees of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. Osio Ginalii Tahiju Toigu, which means, hello, cousins. I'm fine. How are you? This is your old buddy Bluewater coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau in east central Tennessee, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the old Cherokee Nation.
Hello, everybody. This is Bluewater coming to you from Booger County in the mysterious Ozarks in Mid-America. And our guest, we have Adam Rubel from Sauk Bay at sacredroad.org. And Adam is in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about Don Carlos Barrios, who is a Mayan elder. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Adam, and tell us a little bit about yourself and Sacred Road and our guest.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bluewater, for giving us this opportunity to speak and for opening this door for Carlos to share the messages that he carries from the Mayan elders in Guatemala. I'm with a nonprofit organization called Sauk Bay, and we work to open the doors for ancient traditions to share directly their teachings and wisdom and warnings with the rest of the world. We also work to support these traditions and communities around the rescue and preservation of their culture and sacred ways that, as we know, are being threatened everywhere. And to introduce Carlos Barrios, he is a Mayan Ahkir, which is the name for a Mayan priest. He originally comes from Huehuetenango in the highlands of Guatemala. He was initiated as a Mayan priest more than 20 years ago and has been since designated by his elders, by the Eagle Clan, which he is a part of, as being a messenger to travel to different parts of the world to carry the messages and prophecies from the elders and from the Mayan tradition, which is still very much alive, still very much has its roots in the ancient ways, in the ancient days, and has very, very special significance and very special messages and warnings for humanity at this time, which a number of the traditional prophecies speak of.
Well, we sure appreciate him wanting to come on and share these things. And I know he's concerned that people think that the world's going to end soon. And I guess from his writings, I guess he's going to share that there may be a shakeup and there may be some changes, but it certainly won't be the end of anything.
Right. And this is one of the good fortunes that we have, is that we have someone that's coming directly from the tradition, that's been authorized by the Council of Elders Nakhkir to speak for the Mayan people. So this is, you know, we're very fortunate, and we're getting first-hand information and not really somebody else's loose interpretation.
Right. Well, I guess at this time, did you want to hand Don Carlos the telephone?
Sure, actually. One second.
Oh, sure, whatever you'd like to do.
Okay, I'll hand the phone over to Carlos now.
Okay.
Hello,
Don Carlos.
Hey, how are you?
I'm just fine. Welcome to Prophecy Keepers. Prophecy Keepers Radio was founded earlier this year to give a platform for indigenous and tribal elders to be able to explain their people, their culture, and their prophecies. And we've had some fine guests and have really been looking forward to speaking with you. We've had a couple of guests that have spoken on the subject of Mayan prophecy, Don Jaime Perez and Don Humbert's Men. And we certainly welcome you. This program is being recorded and will be placed up on the internet so anyone can listen free from this point forward, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And but we welcome you to say whatever on your heart, Don Carlos. There will be hundreds of people, possibly thousands, that will be listening to this in the future. So welcome to Prophecy Keepers Radio.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the messages of the Mayan elders. I'm someone who are working in the Western world by order of my elders, so yes, I understand more the Western civilization. And they send me to talk with the people to the moment of these prophecies. This is really the most important fact, because this is a real moment of decision, of power, and the Mayan prophecies, there are a lot of prophecies to have a convergence in this moment, and that's what the elders call this moment the time of the prophecies, and at the same time they call the return of the wisdom people. So there are many prophecies, but I think the most important is the prophecies of the Iku, the big cycle for 52 years each one, and the Volontiku is 9 cycles for 52 years each one. And this is beginning when Hernando de Cortes, the conqueror of Mexico, arrived to the Mexican land. And for us, it's the dark night, it's the culture of the materialist, is the culture of the violence, is the culture for the loss, the contact with the Mother Earth, the environment, and the most important, we lost our purpose of life, and we lost our soul, because we are just involved in the illusions and all this creation of the consumer system. So, of course, it was very, very sad for us, millions of our people, essentially the elders, was killed, was destroyed, and some or a lot of them, they died and they can't transmit the wisdom. But the elders, they know they need to doesn't confront the conquerors, because if they confront, they are completely destroyed. So that's that they have a low profile and they don't show his power, his wisdom, the science, the technology, and they let that happen at times. So this dark period finished in August to 1987, and they are a new 5 years. We call the transition period, and the new cycle, so beginning in August of 1992, is a cycle for 13 periods of 52 years each one. And this is a new cycle who is coming with a new energy for more knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. But we are in danger to lose this opportunity. So there are another period in between to the 1992 to the 2001. This period was called for the era of the gestation, like when someone is conceived, need nine months in our mother, we need 9 years to this period, and finish in August of 2001. The elders, they made predictions. They said after this period finish, is coming something important. If the disaster today gave to the humanity, and they send messages talking about if, in the first cycle of 20 days, there is a earthquake, a big earthquake. There is a president who was killed, and there is a terrorist attack, and in essential in one of the most developing countries, we don't have a chance for our fortune. These things happen in the second cycle for 20 days, and the earthquake is happening in Thailand. The president was killed, one president was killed in Africa, and of course the 9/11 is a terrorist attack, or wherever this planification for destroy the Twin Towers changed the energy of the humanity. So that meaning they are not a completely drastic change, but we need to change. We need to change our energy. We need to put more attention in our spirituality, and really we need to move ourselves to the encounter with us, because if we don't find us, what can the environment, our brother, the animals, the plants, the trees, we can expect nothing. So we need to find our own self. We need to have the peace, the love, the understanding, because it's just our illusions who are working. We are working like a stupid all the time, running to go to any place, just buy things so looks like the happiness, but the real happiness is the three things of the life. you can buy it, or anybody can buy it, with all the money. You can buy the Lord, you can buy sunset, the beauty of the Mother Earth, and this mind of that kid. And for the Mayan elders, they say, when just one kid is in the streets, walking, doesn't have nothing to eat, doesn't have a cloth, doesn't have a space to live, these people who live in the tunnels like a rat, this is too sad, and they are not really, we are not human. And the message for this is return to be our human. So, now we are beginning if we could imagine the kids, we can call a kid to this energy. They was born in 2001. It's going to take 13 years more for to grow. In the Mayan world, a kid, when he arrives to the 13th year, is considered like an adult. And in this moment, it's beginning to change. It's beginning to have more harmony. But this period is too dangerous. And in essentially, 2006 is a very, very dangerous period, because coming earthquakes, inundation, hurricanes, Mother Earth is going to show us its power if we don't change our mind, if we don't work together. So the energy we are talking about is we have the chance to change, but of course in Guatemala all the days they are more to 2,000 fire ceremonies. The elders are working in coordination with the people from Amazonas, in the Malocas, and they are doing the Mambeo, meaning working with the sacred plants for control, for send the energy of harmony and create the balance and make the people understanding and grow. Because the problem is the darkness, they have the real power. And they are clear who is the big chief, and they are clear who is the real purpose. And in the side of the light, the people doesn't understand. Everybody go with his own ego, and all of the people of the light, they think they have the real truth, and we don't have a unity, and that's what the elder are calling for the. For a simple history. The other prophecy is the same date as the 2004, the 21 of December. This is a very important prophecy, and in reality it's cycles. Each of the cycles is for 5,200, and the first one beginning with female energy, the fire element. The second cycle was a cycle for male energy and the element Earth. The third cycle was the air element and female energy. And now we are living the fourth cycle, the end of the fourth cycle, and it's the water, the element, and it's male energy. So this is a very important time, because we just have the 8 years, around 8 years, to arrive to the 21 of December of 2012. We call to each of these cycles the sons, the first sons, the second sons, the son. And we have the access now to the five sons. We have the opportunity to arrive and to change, and this is another moment to the past humanities. They have they arrived to this moment, but they lost the power. They can pass with the Mother Earth to the next level. This humanity was destroyed at the father for the Mother Earth. Takes billions of years to reconstruct it and for to have a new human race. Different like our human being. But now we hope this is a very, very amazing and important. And there are more people with conscience. There are more people with the understanding.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments.
There is a growing movement of people who are deciding to make their lives better. At LifeVantage, we're in the business of change, of improving quality of life globally and restoring the ability to make dreams a reality. Your quest for personal fulfillment begins here. Our flagship product, Protandem, the Nrf2 Synergizer, is the key to fighting oxidative stress. This daily supplement, comprised of natural ingredients, activates the body's antioxidant enzymes to eliminate free radicals, which cause oxidative stress. Protandem has been tested in the laboratories of renowned universities, such as The Ohio State University, LSU, and the University of Colorado, Denver. These studies found on PubMed.gov, the U.S. government's online scientific library, clinically show that Protandem reduces oxidative stress.
When I saw that Protandem reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days, I was all in for the rest of my life.
Everyone begs us for science as an industry. Where's your proof? Well, we have that also.
LifeVantage is devoted to advancing Nrf2 science and leading the fight against oxidative stress.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
But the call of the elders is to say to the people, don't be just weekend spiritual people. It's like in our traditions, we are, it's a kind of life. It's not like we are living on Sunday and ready to go to meditate or to make a fire or to go to the sacred route. No, it's a continuous life, and this is the power of the Native American nations. And when I call Native American, I'm talking about the entire continent, because here the people think America is just the United States, and it's all the continent. We are, and of course, to be more clear. This year, the elders, all the beginning of the new cycle of the Chokik, that's meaning the sacred calendar, who is a cycle for 260 days, they are, the elders give the prophecies, or the announcement for the new cycle. This year, the elders don't say anything. When I made the tape to talk with the big elder, the older man, and who is the wisdom one, and the people who made the divination, the prophet, we went in the line, and when we arrived, I asked him, grandfather, why you don't give us the message, the usual message? And you say, we say anything. We don't have to say more. Just humanity is, we explain all these years about the ozone hole. We explain about the new sickness. We explain and we talk to take care about what they are doing with the fertilizer, what we are doing with the environment, destroy the jungle, destroy the forest, destroy everything, the big contamination, pollution, and nobody take attention. We're talking about the war, we're talking about just the economical power, and the people forget to be a human, to go into the spiritual side. And they are angry, and angry with all of us, not just for the Western people. They say the we have more understanding, the indigenous people have more responsibility to teach to the other people with our example, but most of all we are lost. We lost the path, we are alcoholic, we are came most involved in the consumer, and it's like to take the attention. We really need to return to the natural order, to return to the conscience. This is the message. I asked the elders in this moment. Okay, I know all of this, grandfather. The people are down here, but can you say something to I can say to the people? And he said, okay, I'm going to say just two words. Take action. That's simple. Take action. If we don't take action, if we don't take the responsibility of our actions, we let the other destroy, because they prefer to destroy the humanity, the environment, to share the power and to go to the next level with more conscious, with more love, with more understanding, and with to create this beautiful world of all the people respect and hope, like in the ancient times before the conquerors, the people who made invasion to America. We live in more harmony, and we just use the necessary. We don't have the ambition to have more and more and more. And the people think I am the owner of this thing of land. 200 later, we are not owners of nothing, because we are died and nobody remember ourselves. So that's important, to understand we are living a very, very hard times, and we have the opportunity to grow, to develop, to transmute this energy of the darkness, or destroy the humanity. And I talked with Martin Sefkishawa, the elder from the Hobbies. He's the guardian of the sacred titles, and he's the guardian of the Mayan codex to the elders sent to the Hopi people 600 years ago. And they are the description of also it's hoped to happen in this 600 years. And they don't have they don't trust. They don't hope. They said we are not doing it enough, and the most we are going to say this, make our prayer to save our soul and to go to find with the great spirit, but destruction is imminent. I said, grandfather, I think we have the chance. And he smiled and said, Carlos, just see around. The people are not doing nothing. There are lots of people who are in the New Age history, but in reality, they are not people who are working strong in the big traditions, because it's not just to take a piece of the cake. We need to work with a deeper tradition to follow the sacred road, the sacred path for the ancient people. And the Hopis, the Mayan, the Incas, they are opening the doors for the Western people so they can arrive. But what they are doing, the most of them, they went, they received the instructions, and they think they have enough power and beginning to create another history just for my money. And this is not the proposal for the open the doors, for the real wisdom, for the real knowledge. So that's that the elder are disappointment to the Western people, but they are trust in the younger. They say the younger people, they are coming with more energy and have more conscience, and they are more afraid that we are going to destroy the world, humanity. So there are another prophecies, but in essential, we need to take care about this time and what we can do, because action, okay, we live into the system, into the establishment. But they have his own roles. We accept the roles, but we can do it with the same roles that they have. We can send letters to the Congress people. We can say names. We can make protests. For example, this country, Japan and China and other countries, go outside of the Kyoto Protocol to protect the environment or to reduce the contamination. And nobody says nothing. And the history is that we can press to our people who are in the Congress, and I'm talking about my country, but of course it's the same in around the world. We can press to the people of the poor, because now is something to happen who's different. When we pay the taxes, when we contribute to the nation with our taxes, it's because the people who are the mayor, the governor, the senator, the president, they are the people who are paid for the ordinary people, who they take action for create the real conditions for their balance and to humanity. For they are people who work for us. They are not the owners of the country, but looks different. They look that now they are the owners of the country. And they are like, I can talk about this country or country. I can talk about my country. And the president, in this case, is like a puppet, and they are puppeteers. The real power, the big trust to move, and they work for these people. And we can't stop. We can't take the example for Argentina, because they broke, the country was broke. And they went and they make protests, and they put outside the president and put a new one. Doesn't work in a month. The next month they change. And in a period of 3 months they change the president 4 times. Now they are someone who are doing the right thing and is in the eyes of all the people. Why we can do something similar? And I'm not talking about to go in the line of the violence, because this is not our way. We are peaceful people, but we can make our voice are listened for all the people. This is in short words, or maybe not that short, but this is the message of the elders. Please return to be our humans. Return to the natural order, and please take action. Because if we don't take action, and we live like nothing has happened, we are going to destroy all the humanity. And for us, the people who live a lot, people who live an experience, it's not important if we die today, but the younger, the new generation, and for most important, because we don't understand we are part of the Mother Earth. We are the creation of the Mother Earth, and we are destroying our home, our mother. Imagine if you put the hand of your mother. Imagine if you put the leg of your mother. That can possibly in your mind, in the mind of all of us. It's impossible. We are a bastard if we do that. But that's what we are doing with our mother, the Mother Earth. We are destroying the Mother Earth, and we need to stop this destruction. We need to take action. We need to stop the war. We need to stop the confrontation. We need to open our heart to the understanding. Because if we go in the way of the fundamentalistic of people, we don't have a chance to survive. I personally, I am not like a hopeless elder who they think we are going to destroy the environment, and of course we are going to destroy our own selves. I hope and I trust, because I'm traveling, I talk with the people, and this is my mission, and I can see the hearts of the people are open, and they are trying to do something. But what is this? What we are going to do? Maya Nelda said sunset is important because it's coming the kingdom of the night. And before to the night appears, we need to light the candles, a red one for the energy, for the light, and a white one to the peace, for the understanding. But and meditate, but in reality, the process for to save the Mother Earth is in the hands of the Native American and essential, the leader, spiritual leaders, the chairman, who doesn't confront. We need more unity. We need to be our one unity for make it possible to find the balance. And I believe and I trust, and of course the leaders of all the nations, and not just the Native American people, for all the other traditions, the Tibetanian people, the Hindu people, and of course the leaders for Muslim men, leaders for the Jewish people. They are spiritual people. They are not warriors. They believe and they trust in the world. Dalai Lama, he arrived 2 weeks ago to my country. For me, it was a surprise, because the imam, who is the chief of the leader of the Muslim people, they have a space, because they are an ecumenical encounter with the spiritual people. And this man is sitting into the public. He don't like to go in the front, because, of course, you know, all the feelings about the Muslim people. But the most amazing was this man for the Jewish people, the leader, the rabbi. They walk and they talk to the imam and said, please, your space is in the front of the people. And he said, no, I prefer to stay here. I said, no, your place, you need to go to show we are one unity, to show to the people we can make the difference if the spiritual people have a unity and a proposal of peace, of love, and to help the environment, we can do it. And in this moment, this man wake up and sitting in front of the people. And it was a very amazing and important a moment. It's just a simple sample of all the things that we can do. And that's prophecy is a lot, but this is the message of the elders. Please take action. That's the right energy as we need to do. The action, meaning I'm going to put in my heart the peace, the love. I'm going to have enough energy to protest, to control, to make our voice our listen, we can talk, and the people who are in the power, they can listen. I think so. Anyone like the war, anyone like we are destroying the environment, anybody are like all the sickness, all these histories, more hurricanes, more earthquakes, Mother Earth is going to take his side to control us. So we can stop, and we can put in harmony with the environment, with the Mother Earth. That's what I can say. And I don't know if you have more questions.
Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing what you have so far. I know your time is limited.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Friends, this is Will Bluewater. Would you think twice about defending yourself or a loved one from an intruder? In this day and age, would you dream of leaving your doors unlocked at night for fear of being burglarized or even attacked or worse? Would you? But when it comes to our own bodies, the doors to our houses are wide open all the time. The very air we breathe and the food we eat, especially here in the United States, creates free radicals that cause us to age and in some cases cause illness, some of which are deadly. Now, for the first time in history, there's a supplement called Protandim that is listed on the U.S. government's PubMed.gov website, with many peer-reviewed studies all showing that Protandim is a proven killer of the free radicals that are aging and in some cases even killing us. Now, I'm not talking about killing one molecule of free radical per one molecule of antioxidants like the stuff we've been taking. I'm talking about killing 1 million free radicals per second, per molecule, and this is the very same antioxidant your own body produces. Protandim supercharges your body to create much more than it does without Protandim. There's an old saying that we are warned about in the scriptures. That's the attitude, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. So let me ask you, how much money do you spend on food a day? If you're out shopping or at the beach, would you think anything of spending a buck or even more on a can of soda? If there was a vending machine that sold something that killed what was aging you or even killing you, would you even hesitate to spend a buck and a half a day? Well, now there is such a vending machine, and it's sitting right in front of you. It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
And I am aware that the elders are disappointed in some authors who have put forward the idea that 2012 will somehow be the end of the world. And I know that you have said in the past, and so has Plimbutt's men and others, that you would wish to underline the fact that this is not the end of the world, 2012, this is the beginning of change. Some of the elders have commented that they expect about a 13 or 14 year period after 2012 up to the year 2027, which would complete the 500th year of the prophecy of Kualtamoc, which was issued in 1527. What would you see happening? What would you imagine would happen in 14 years that could change the way people live in this world, as far as working together and putting communities together? And what do you envision would happen in that 14 years, Grandfather?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for remember. The history about the 2012 doesn't mean we are going to, this is the end of the world. This is the end of a cycle of the kind of life we are living. And they are more coming more respect to the social history, to the economical history. Things are going to change. And so I can see it. The elders talking is in 2052. They are coming. The real peace, the real wisdom with the people who survive on. So, when I talk about the destruction, when I talk about the war, the sickness, and all this sad energy, it's if we don't can control that we are talking, the elders are disappointed because we hope that the people awake and the people understand and we can control them, we can stop the destruction. But of course, it's going a portion of humanity, maybe the 75% who is going to survive on. And this is the people who is going to create the new age, the new humanity. So, I see a new light, I see a new war, I see a new opportunity, and I see we have the chance to do it together. It's not necessary the destruction, it's just necessary the understanding, and it's coming. This is something for the prophecies, the return of the wisdom people, the return of the Balanet, that is the Jaguars, this is the great spirits who teach us to the act of humanity. And they say that they're going to return for this day, the 21 of December of 2012. And, okay, some people are expecting they return like a semi-god, like a being. But another people, another say that it's just the energies return to help us to transform to the people who survive us if we don't stop the destruction. Mother Earth is ready to support more than the double of the population, but we need to learn to share, we need to learn to reconstruct and revive the Mother Earth, the environment. This is the most important, because we are making a big destruction. And if we don't take care of the deglaciation, all these natural phenomena that we are looking now can destroy millions or billions of people. So this has happened. It is necessary for the development of the of Mother Earth. It's going to happen. So, but myself personally. And of course, when I talk with other elders, they are disappointed, but they hope we can do it. And the world the prophecy is talking about is a new world, a world of understanding, the return of the ancient times, the return to the conscious. And a new life, no racism, no confrontation, not more wars, not more weapons. You know how much the people invest, the development countries invest in the weapons. And what about the health of the people? What about the hospitals? What about all this? We can change. We just need to take more attention and make our voices listen. If we like to survive, of course, a portion of humanity is going to survive. The people of working with light, the people who have enough power to understand. And this is what we would like to transmit to all the Native American people, but to all the humanity.
Yes. Well, you... So I would imagine the elders would definitely want to encourage people to think about where their water is, where their food's going to be coming from, who their friends are, where they're going to be when these possible changes take place, how they're going to sustain themselves through possibly years of completely different situation that they're used to, with the loss of utilities and modern conveniences, and I'm sure they would want to encourage us to do these things with a happy heart, to know that what's on the other side is a is a much better way of life, if not for us, for our children and our generations to come. Well, I know you're very short on time, and you have an appointment coming up soon. And I just want to express the thanks of the women of the White Roots of Peace Council. First, have asked me to extend their thank you for all the traveling that you've been doing and all the speaking. And as spokesman for the council, I certainly want to give you a heartfelt thanks myself for taking this responsibility, because travel is very arduous, and you're traveling back and forth between areas of great convenience and your homeland, where there aren't a lot of conveniences, and speaking to a lot of different kinds of people that have a lot of different levels of understanding. And I know we are teaching you patience.
Thank you, Neil. Do I have some emails?
If you'd like to go ahead and speak as long as you'd like. I really don't can't think of any other questions other than to in the future, if you'd like to come back on in a few months, and because I know the people that listen regularly are certainly going to be wanting to know more about you, and but we will keep a link from Prophecy Keepers over to Sock Bay. And no, I didn't have any other questions for you. I think you've covered it.
Just before this question, I just to take 2 minutes. I'd like to explain something. The Four Corners is very important for us, for the mind and for all the indigenous for the continent. The energy of Georg in the Four Corners is like the ukushes we call to the energetical centers. It's like in our tradition they call the chakras. So the ukush of the Four Corners is sick. We need to heal this place. If the head of all the continent is sick, the other part of the continent can develop and can grow. And something to happen with the energy was moved to develop the Andes, but when they could channel of Panama, the energy can come to the south and begin to return. And we made some ceremony to return the energy to Colombia and to send to the Andes. But someone made a ceremony here. They take the energy for Colombia, for Amazonas, and return the energy to the pueblos here, and they made the ceremonies in Chaco Canyon and around this place, and the energy returned. That's part of the destruction of this country. So we need to work together to heal this place. And next feature, I'd like to talk more about this, because it's very important, the healing for this place, and capture the energy and return to the Andes, to the awareness of an essential for Tiwanaku, the sacred place for the from Bolivia. I'd like to talk another day more about it.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you on anytime you'd like to come on Prophecy Keepers Radio, and we'll be in touch. We really appreciate all the work that Adam's doing and your other co-director there. Well, if you don't have anything more to say, maybe you can put Adam back on the telephone. And thank you so much, Grandfather, for beginning to give us these little lessons.
I say thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk, to speak, to share the knowledge and the prophecies and the call of the elders to the action. And thank you for all of you, and blessing for the elders, for the spirit of the Mayan people, of the ancient people, and the actual people who are working very hard. Thank you so much for your nice words for myself, and I say the same thing for your nice work, for creating and space for the people can listen and can grow and can take the conscience. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Hope to meet you someday.
Hi, Glutter.
Hi, Adam. That was wonderful. I know everybody listening is probably going to listen to that interview several times because he said a lot, and what he said needs to be listened to very closely. We have in the past had Don Jaime Perez and Hun Batsamen, and their time was limited also. Grandfather Carlos went into a lot of detail here, and this is the information that a lot of people have been asking for, and certainly look forward to having the folks from Sauk Bay come on any time that they'd like to.
Great. Yeah, again, just to reiterate what Carlos is saying, in gratitude to you and the work that you're doing, and opening these doors and opening these opportunities for all the spiritual people and the elders to come and share their voice, because it needs to be heard. And so we thank you for this and this important work that you're doing. And I would actually like to plug for you and ask that your listeners continue to support you so that you may continue to do this work, because it really is crucial for humanity at this time.
Well, Creator, it's been a real education for me, because I was raised white, called back to my people beginning when I was 16 years old, and didn't start the journey until I was 30, and I turned 50 in a couple of months, and it has been a real wondrous journey, and I recommend it for everyone. But it's we were presented with a choice in 1981, while I was working for the Boy Scouts of America, and the choice was, Creator said, well, you can stay here, continue to do this kind of work, or you can go on a journey and be led by the Spirit and have a much richer experience. And very slowly, Creator has weaned us away, more and more away from the mainstream system, as far as my family. But since I've been doing these radio broadcasts, webcasts, he has literally been micromanaging our family economy, and it gets scary, you know. But the time of month that's real hairy for us is around the 25th. But it seems like, you know, I've had every month I can have more and more peaceful feeling, because I know that. Through others, he's going to touch others and enable us to continue on. And I would certainly appreciate you. I know you've got another obligation. And thank you so much for coming on. And we look forward to having you on again.
And thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye now.
Take care.
Wow, nonstop energy. I cannot even imagine. And just for example, last night, you did a show last night that was 90 minutes starting at 7:30.
That's right.
Then you went through that. Then you came here. You're here this morning.
That's right.
Doing all of this.
It's nonstop. I don't sleep anymore.
No. All right. So where do you get the energy? Seriously. I mean, look at you.
Well,
we've known each other a long time. Yeah. We've passed. You don't ever get older.
Well, thank you. It's quite funny because, you know, people are kind of shocked when they hear that I'm 54 years old. And they say, how do you keep your youth? I have found something, Dr. Phil, that I think is the closest thing to the fountain of youth.
Oh, you do have a secret.
I have a secret, and I've never really talked about it. Well, I've been doing this for the last 2 years. It's called Protandem, And it works. And I'm telling everybody about this.
You feel differently.
I do.
Because you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're hitting the times. You're getting where you're supposed
to
be.
I have
you're
to be on the spot all the time.
Now, I've got three sisters, and we get along great 1,500 miles apart. I cannot imagine.
It takes me 1,600 miles.
Yeah, but I can't imagine working with my sister every day. What do you do when you have disagreements? Because you have to have disagreements, right? Because you're both producers.
Yeah, we're both producers, and that's difficult because we're both type A. And you're going to butt heads. What's really interesting about the Donnie Marie duo is that it doesn't really matter how much we butt the heads when that curtain goes.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now.
And just for example, last night, you did a show last night that was 90 minutes starting at 7:30.
That's right.
Then you went through that. Then you came here. You're here this morning.
That's right.
Doing all of this.
It's nonstop. I don't sleep anymore.
No. All right. So where do you get the energy? Seriously. I mean, look at you.
Well,
we've known each other a long time. Yeah. We've passed. You don't ever get older.
Well, thank you. It's quite funny because, you know, people are kind of shocked when they hear that I'm 54 years old. And they say, how do you keep your youth? I have found something, Dr. Phil, that I think is the closest thing to the fountain of youth.
Oh, you do have a secret.
I have a secret, and I've never really talked about it. Well, I've been doing this for the last 2 years. It's called Protandem, and it works. And I'm telling everybody about this.
You feel differently.
I do.
Because you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're hitting the times. You're getting where you're supposed
to
be.
I have
you're
to doing be what... on the spot all the time.
Now, I've got three sisters. And we get along great 1,500 miles apart. I cannot imagine.
It takes me 1,600 miles.
Yeah, but I can't imagine working with my sister every day. What do you do when you have disagreements? Because you have to have disagreements, right? Because you're both producers.
Yeah, we're both producers, and that's difficult because we're both type A. And you're going to butt heads. What's really interesting about the Donnie Marie duo is that it doesn't really matter how much we butt the heads when that curtain goes.
It's at www.defendyourownbody.com. That's defendyourownbody.com. Visit us now. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keeper's Prepper's Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Wisdom, teach us where you can.